Let's get some Monday motivation now. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Have I got the two fittest men in Central Vic on the line?
Yeah, that's it. Fit for nothing, that's me.
No. It's been a busy...
How's our habits been, boys, and our setting our alarm to move and our two minutes of starting habits? How's that going?
Well, I'm walking every day, but I haven't done the 10,000 steps every day because it's just been very, very busy, but averaging well over 5,000 a day. So, you know, I'm happy enough. Steve?
I like it. And look,
Hang on. Steve? Hello?
He's gone somewhere. I had these visions of Steve-O just axing wood on his farm just to top off, just... Absolutely, just ripping it up down there.
I used the chainsaw, which is a lot easier. But I did I did lift a piece of wood onto my finger the other day, which is always interesting. That hurt, and there's lots of little things to keep you active on when you're trying to. I shared a lift on a 75-kilogram dog yesterday. That took some lifting, let me tell you.
It was bells.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog would that be, Steve? 75 kg.
A bull mastiff.
Wow.
Big head. Head bigger than Robbo's ego. It was. It was unbelievable.
I'll let you go back and forth over that one. Breaking habits is a big one. We talk about it every day in this program in some capacity. And it's just we talk about the two-minute rule often as well. And again, new week, how can I make some changes? And 2 minutes at a time. I'm so big on this, guys. I'm just passionate about it. But we get the Mondayitis. I've got a case of Mondayitis. So I've got a case of other things that aren't for radio. I just can't be bothered. So we just really, really need to write 5-6 things done today that we're going to do for 90 seconds or 2 minutes that aren't what we normally do on a Monday. Look, obviously fitness is great and moving is great. We talk about it every week. But how can I change the course of my life or the course of my week just by doing something for 90 seconds or 2 minutes? So it is crucial that at 6:42 or whatever it is on a Monday morning that you write down 5 or 6 things that are going to change your day. What's 2 minutes? 12 minutes of your day, Tom. It's unbelievable. But, mate, there's that much science around. I'm not going to bore you with it. But it really does work. And I've done it many, many times myself and with people I work with every day, obviously.
I've got a great idea for Steve to kill about 90 seconds a day.
This could go anywhere. Yep. I reckon you're giving him far too much credit there. But honestly, guys, write 4 or 5 things down. They're going to be productive and happy and healthily in your life. So they're going to set the tone. They're going to change your trajectory and throw the cat amongst the pigeons in your actual everyday living. Because if you've been doing the same thing for 30 years, and look, you could be extremely happy, but there might be a few things that just aren't the way you'd want them to be.
Yeah.
Little changes. And look, again, Rome wasn't built in a day. So Monday, you're not going to instantly wake up Tuesday and be a new human. It's going to take, 66 days, actually, of building habits is the part of they've got. So it's going to take a couple of months. But I'm telling you guys, these little changes every single day, I'm not just coming on here and talking about bloody marathon running. It's about just improving the quality of every human being's life.
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, the old saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So this is a good adage to bear in mind. You've got to change things, mate, don't we?
We do, mate. It sounds quite similar to what Melburnians and for the last 20 months, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll leave that one alone, though.
Yeah, please do. All right, mate. Listen, hey, great advice as always. And we might be struggling a bit with the 10,000 steps, but we're working on it, mate. We're working on it. A couple of long ones coming up, and that'll get us back on track a bit, I reckon. So.
Marvellous. And 90 seconds, Steve-O. Great work, if that's the case.
Thank you, sir. And move along. There's nothing to see here. That's what she said.
If I remember correctly, probably better than that.
If I remember correctly.
Maybe. Yes. All right, mate. Have a good week, Rick, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you, mate.
Cheers. All the best. Rick Mirabella, runners.com.